This morning I want to share with you the message, and the message this morning is the title, One Door Closed, the Other Door Open. Okay, you probably know where I'm going to head into. One door closed and the other door is open. Is that ever happened in your life? If there's in your life that you feel like nothing will happen, I'm doomed, I'm found in a pit, and no way I can get out. But I'm kind of telling you, you know, the Lord has been so good to me and so good to you guys that the Lord will open doors if you just believe in it. Now, I want to share with you with experience here. How the doors open and close, the interval between the doors open and the doors open, it depends on your spiritual walk. Now, if you are just beginning to walk with the Lord won't leave it too far to make you so lose faith that you don't want to continue walk. But as you grow older, as you more mature in the work with God, you will see it's harder as the day go by. Now, is that good or bad? Well, let's take a look at the story of Joseph, and you understand this story well, and see how the Lord will teach us through this story. Turn with me in the book of Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. And we're going to read from starting verse 3. Genesis chapter 37, verse 3. If you have it, say amen. Amen. And if you don't have it, I copy someone else, say mercy. 37 verse 3. This is a story about the place of Joseph. It's a wonderful story. This is my favorite character in the Bible. What happened to him? You know, God already ordained him to be a great leader. But of course, a young boy, you wouldn't know. You know, when I was a young little boy, I wouldn't know that one of these days I'd become a pastor. I never want to speak in public. So as you grow up, you never think that nothing could happen. No way I can stand in public. No way I can give testimony. Watch out. God will use you in a special way. Okay? God will use you. Now, here, little Joseph, okay? He's very young. And this is what happened. Verse 3 of Genesis chapter 3. Now Israel, which is Jacob, loved Joseph more than all his children. Remember, when you have a younger child, if you will, you love more than the older one. Because it's need more care. It's need taken care of. And so the older brother shouldn't be jealous. Okay, I'm sharing with you. If I take care of some new member, some older member shouldn't be jealous. Okay, because they need care. They need support. They need provide. Okay, and so verse 3, continue. Because he was the son of his old age. That means Jacob had the son of his old age. He longed to have that wonderful son. Also, he make him a tunic of many colors. He buy a very expensive clothes for his son. A beautiful that his older brother never had been bought for. Verse 4, but when his brothers saw that their father loved him, loved Joseph more than all his brothers, they hate him and could not speak peacefully to him. This means hate. Every time you see Joseph, I don't want to see him. Everyone see this person, I don't want to say, you love my father more than I don't want to love him. And so that's what happened to Joseph. Joseph know it very well. But he very young, very innocent, and always love his brother. So innocent. Watch out reading this text here. Verse 5. Now Joseph dream a dream. Watch out now. When you dream a dream, God's going to say something. I don't know about you, when I have a dream that I want to do something, watch out, God's going to move you. God to make you something that you never dream of. When he dream a dream, he told to his brother, watch out, when you have a dream, you better be careful now. If you tell someone else, if you don't tell the right person, they're going to put you down. Say, oh, that should be it. Guess what? His brother don't like him in the first place. What he told the dream to his brother, they hate him even more. Has that ever happened to you? You know, when you stand up to preach, when you go witnessing, you talk about wonderful about God, you're so happy. Other people say, how in the world are you so happy? You are so poor, you couldn't find a job, you're all this, and you're so happy. Make people more jealous. His brother so jealous that not only his father loved Joseph, but God sounded like loved Joseph even more. Now, what happened to the dream that his brother hate him? Verse 5. We continue verse 6. So he hate them. Please hear this dream as I have dreamed. So he tried to reveal to his brother's dream. There we were binding sheep in the field. Then behold, my sheep, that's mean Joseph's sheep, arose and also stood upright. Indeed, your sheep, that's mean all other brothers, stood all around and bowed down to his sheep. Guess what? The dreams say that there's one day I will stand up and all you brothers, 11 of them, will bow down to me. 10 of them bow down to me. What does it sound like? I mean, if I hate Joseph, and Joseph says that, says what? I even hate him more. But Joseph's still innocent, young little boy. And so one day, he's so innocent that his son said, you know what? Go here, take some sandwich, lunch, and go check out your brother. And so he traveled hours and hours and find his brother out in the field. And these brothers coming to say, hey, that's Joseph, the dreamer. The dreamer going to come. And guess what? They make a pitch and throw him in. And they're going to decide to kill him. Because they couldn't stand. You see, when you start hate someone, only thing you want to do is to get rid of that person. But if Joseph is God's plan, God will what? Save him. And so the older brother said, why should we kill him? You won't gain anything. While they're sitting around and they see the Mennonite trader to travel to Egypt and say, you know what? Let's sell him for 20 shekel. You know, if we can sell someone, at least we make some money instead of kill this boy. And so guess what? They sold Joseph. Guess what here? Joseph was on a high day and now he's low. The Lord opened the door. And now Joseph feels the Lord shut the door. Did you ever feel that? I mean, God gave me a great dream, and now, guess what? I was bound and be sold to be slavery to Egypt. That's the right end of your life. Remove away from your parent, your loved one, and travel to a land that you do not know of. Couldn't speak the language. And back then, they probably afraid of the Egyptian. Maybe not only slavery there, maybe they kill him. While the Lord, the door is closed, right, to him. As he worked as a slave in a particular home, a rich man home. He's so honest. He's so loving and caring. And so as he doing that, he was promoted higher position to the point that when this rich man traveled for vacation, give everything possession for him to rule. How do you like that? If someone go to somewhere for a whole 2 years and let me have the whole house to me, enjoy the place. All the money you can use. Guess what? The door is open again. Right? Joseph's door is open. As he grow older, guess what? This rich man, his wife, want to sleep with him. But guess what? He loved God. He said, this is no. Thou shalt not commit what? Adultery. So he can run off. As he run off, you know, some of the girls, yeah, but be careful. When you run off, instead of try to keep it under control, they yell out, say, someone just raped me. You know, that's weird. One day I work in the church, and there's a lady came over and asked me for help. Give me a ride. I mean, this lady is not old. It's not that young, still look nice. And I'm about to give her a ride to the bus station, and someone here, do not give her a ride. Dawn on me the story of Joseph. Be careful what you do. Rather give someone money to take a bus ride and take someone for a ride, especially by yourself with someone else, different sex. Anyway, so back to this Joseph story. Guess what? When the rich man came home, guess what? The final of the story, believe his wife, throw Joseph in jail. Is his doors open or closed? Closed. Now again, if you with God, the Lord will open. But as the time go on, Joseph sit in jail too long. I mean, that's a long time. 2 years. And more than 2 years until the Lord opened the door. And I want to make a story short, that he was promoted to a second commander in Egypt to oversee the whole country. Now, why God doing all this? Is for Joseph? No. God have chosen one person to save his people, the Israel. God have chose you to save your own people. God have chose you to save your family, to save your clan. And that's what exactly. And go back to the same story. When he was more or less a king of Egypt, God have blessed him so much that he can bring his parent, his brother, coming in, because there's famine where his family was living. When they come, guess what? They were doing what? Bow down. Exactly the prophecy have told when Joseph was young. My friend, the story helped you to reveal the door. Doors will open door and close door. I wonder, has that happened to you? Some of you have to say yes. You know, some of you maybe feel like you have a bad grade. And maybe you have to change major. You feel like the Lord is all closed the door. And maybe if you already graduated and couldn't get into a professional school, medical school, you feel the door is open, close the door. But watch out, you know, if you walk with God, God will open doors. Maybe it's not the door you want to. Maybe some of you broke up with a relationship. And you probably think that's the right person. That's meant to be a perfect person. This is a person God had made for me. But somehow the door is open. And you wait for months, even years, before you met another person. God opened the door. I was joking with Hung, who was living in the car, because some young people keep asking me about how I met my wife. You know what? When I met someone who was young, and I thought, that's the right person. This is perfect. And just about to ask her to marry to you, the doors closed. And when the door closed, guess what? You really upset. You upset with God. And some of you might not hear the story, but I want to share with you some of the visitors today. You know, I met this young woman back in San Jose. She had a wonderful job working Hewlett Packard. And she was one of the director of the human resource. She was a Catholic, a devout Catholic. And we are so much in common. I was a computer engineer, and even though I was not working with Hewlett Packard, but we have a lot of things in common. Both of us love God, but it's a different way. And so I was thinking about, this is probably the right person. And I prayed to God, say, Lord, if your will, let it be done. And I'm for sure God, well, this is the door. But 2 weeks later, the door is closed. How is it closed? Somehow we have a little argument about religion. I mean, I don't know. It's never happened before. I guess maybe we try to ignore. You know, when guy and gal get together, you know, when we have a differences in terms of belief, we try to ignore and say, you know, that's not so important. But in God's eyes, it's important. It's very important. The rest of your life, if you marry to a wrong person, it's a disaster. You cannot get out, but you have to stick it through, but you're not happy. As I pray about it, and the Lord is calling me to enter ministry, and this young girl is really upset. She wouldn't want me to go to Catholic Church and to serve in some of the leadership position. That time I decided to go with the Adventist Church and want to be a pastor. The door closed. Not until 3 years later, I see the doors open to find my wife. And Seventh-day Adventists who live, that's what exactly I want to. I pray with you more about it. You know, the vegetarian, love God, want to be missionary to the Vietnamese people. That's what I want. See, a lot of time we feel that the doors open is end of your life. And so I want to share with you something more about the door open and close here. Why the doors open and close? Why God can create us and we live a perfect life? Everything should be perfect when the day we're born. Why is that? Why is up and down like a yo-yo? You have to go through life. Well, go with me in the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. It's a beautiful text. I mean, if I read the book of Revelation, if I miss the text, I miss everything. Revelation 12, verse 17. And the dragon was engaged with the woman, enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring who keep the command of God and have the testament of Jesus Christ. Guess what? The dragon will come after church. Guess what? The purpose of the dragon was the devil, right? Yeah. The devil do not want Jesus Christ to die. Do you believe in that? No. If Jesus Christ died, guess what? The whole human race have a chance, have salvation. He do not want Jesus Christ to die. I don't know if you guys know that. A lot of times you think about, yes, the devil is so happy that Jesus Christ died on the cross. No. No, my friend, no. Jesus has died. That means you and I have a chance, have hope for eternal life. And so because he could not win the battle, to win the whole human race, he will come after who? After the church. After you and I. And that's why we have a problem with open doors and closed doors. We have facing difficulty day in and day out. My friend, if you see the door closed and you say, heck with it, I'm going my own life. Get into the world. Guess what? You're going to drift far away from the world and you will lost forever. Lost forever. But God uses temptation for you, help you come back. Help you come back to God. Second point I want to share with you here. You cannot escape problem. You can escape trial and persecution. It's part of our world. Turn with me in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 4, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, I'm sorry. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, say, Beloved, I do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. Now, this Peter trying to say it. All these trials, don't think it's strange. It's obvious. Don't think it's abnormal. That is part of life. All the trial, fears is trial. All things is just coming. Now, some of the Christian people think, when I believe in God, everything is perfect. No problem. Nothing is like that. Matter of fact, it's opposite. When you believe in Christ, you have even more trial. Now, some people say, oh, I don't want to follow Christ because of more trial. No, you got to understand this. The more trial will make shape you better. Remember James chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, James 1:2. My brethren, count it be joy when you fall in various trials, knowing the testing of your faith produce patience. My friend, when trial comes, it produces patience. A lot of time we work, we are new Christian. Any trial come, guess what? We don't have patience. We're very impatient. We upset. If you go out and give a testimony, someone try to scream at you and try to say what you say is nonsense, guess what? You can try to argue with them. This makes sense. But you know what? You have to go through that to be patient, to love and care. That's why when Jesus say, if they slap you on the right hand cheek, turn to the other cheek. It will help you to grow. The more you're doing that, you become like Christ's character. That's what we need to grow. You know, when before I was a Christian, if someone punched me, I wouldn't punch him back. I mean, I would punch harder. And I don't want to lose in the battle. But when you're in Christ, you are different. You're not losing the battle, but you are winning to be a Christ-like character. That's the only way you win people's heart. And so that don't count as strange things. And let me share with you what does Jesus say in the book of John, John 15, 10. Turn with me, John, the Apostle John, the Gospel of John 15. The Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 20. Sorry, John 15, verse 20. What does Jesus say here? Remember the word that I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, right? Are we Christ's servant? Yes or no? Yes. Are we greater than our master? No. So what is Jesus trying to say here? If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. So don't count strange. Did people persecute Jesus Christ? Yes or no? Yes. That means the people will persecute you as well. If they keep my word, they will also keep yours also. So in other words, you and I will go through what all this, trial and persecution, rough in your relationship, have a hard time finding a job, go through life with school, in the Navy. It's not going to be easy. God allowed those things happen for you to grow in faith. Whenever you see problem, you turn to where? To Jesus. If the door closed behind you, do not run back and want to get back into there. No. Walk forward steadily and you will see the door open. Visualize this for me. If this faith or not, if the door will close, before I step in for the door close, I need to see another door open. Is that faith? No. Faith is mean you step into it and the door closed behind you, you still walk forward until another door open. You see, faith is what? It's hoping for the things that you have not seen. God wants you to walk closer. And see, that's why I'll share with you, begin with the sermon. As you walk closer, as you walk higher in the spiritual life, the door seems like farther and farther. It's closed, and it's going to take more years for another door open. Look up many people in the Bible. That's what happened. But God asks us to walk forward. Do not go back. When Jesus takes you this far, you go forward. You will face difficulty. When the world will come to you and say, you know what? This is what our tradition. You are so strange. You are not part of us. And sometimes you feel like, wow, I don't have friends anymore. People don't like me anymore. When you become a Christian, guess what? You probably lose some of your friends. But you will gain more friends. If I would say better friend, will help you in your Christian walk. You know, when I become a Christian, I lose a lot of friends. A lot of friends. Matter of fact, at this time, I want to go back to my old friend that I usually go to USC, hang them in the bar, go bowling, and go to the nightclub. I want to go back to see them and see if we can rub shoulders together. Guess what? When I go back, and they still hang out. And I couldn't do that anymore. You can. You are changed. You're a new person. You drop everything out in the old way and walk a new way, my friend. I guarantee you have a better friend. A friend will help you to enter the kingdom of God. The third point I want to share with you that I was alluded to, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Turn back to with me in 1 Peter chapter 4, and what verse did I say? 12. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. And we did not finish that yet. What we see right there in verse 12 says, don't count the strange thing when you were in trial. Verse 13, but rejoice. What is that? Rejoice to the extent that you are partaker of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceedingly joy. God said, when you are on trial, you should rejoice. Rejoice. See, that's what Jesus, when Jesus died and resurrected on Sunday morning, rejoice. Because God said, trial and persecution is coming in a short period. But eternal life is worth waiting for. You know? When we have our first son, my wife was on labor. She said, it's so painful. I'm not going to do this again. But she did 4 times. Okay? Because, you know, when you see the son enter this world, your own son, your own blood, you forget all the pain. When you enter in heaven, you forget all the trial and persecution of this world. So heaven is cheap enough. It's not hard. You will step into the moment you say, oh, this is easy. It's worth it. It's worth my time. It's worth my energy. It's worth all my money. It's worth my sacrifice. That's what it's all about. When the doors are all closed, another door is open. When you walk into another door, you forget everything in the past. My friend, that's a Christian walk. I don't know where are you in your walk of life with God now. Some of you may face difficulty. Some of you maybe want to turn something easy, enter a school that's easy to get in, change your majors that's easy to get out. But God wants you to do something great. He will use you something great for Him. Every one of you, 10, 20 years from now, you'll be great and give Him much glory if you just believe the dream that God gave you. When I heard the message, just not John Pierre, I heard the first time about the book Revelation. And I know this is so true, so wonderful. I fall in love with the book. I can read day and night. I mean, how can you fall in love and reading this old, people say, it's this old book, how can you read and read with it entire? That's what happened to me. I kept reading. I said, Lord, don't give me an hour to go to sleep. I'd rather use that. I want to rob that hour of sleep to read the Bible. I love it so much, I want to preach about it. And God said to me, you are the one to be chosen to preach to my people. When the Bible grabbed your heart, you are the one chosen to preach on people. The Lord's coming soon, and He's waiting for you and I to share the message. He cannot come because I have so many children out there need to know the message. I praise God for that. I would say before, and I want to say it now, I'm glad that Jesus Christ did not come in the year 1992, because if He came then, I would be lost. Exactly same thing with people out there. Let's share the message. Let's ask God to give you a dream like Joseph and carry on to your life whatever trial and persecution may come about. But when you look back, God will use you mightily. He will use you to save your people. Shall we pray? Dear Lord our God, we live in this world. Sometimes it's not so easy. We want to do something easy as the world offers us. But you have offered something greater, something more beautiful, something lasting. Help us, Lord. Whatever trial we go through, either relationship or jobs or finance, but help us have faith in you. You will carry us through. You have promised us that you will be with us to the end of time. Help us to walk this faith. Help us to believe in the Word of God still relevant for today, world. Help us to walk forward. And I pray that you give every man and woman, boys and girls, that have the dream of Joseph to do such a thing, grating for your kingdom, to save more people for you. Lord, I ask you to bless us especially on this Sabbath day to use us for thy kingdom. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.